Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. To begin, let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
Yes.
Oh, or they live with you? Because to participate...
Say that again, ma'am.
Yes, as long as they don't live with you, you can participate in the survey.
Okay. So what is this for?
This is about a proposal about the harbor in Biscayne.
Harbor, the Biscayne. I mean,
yeah.
What is this for? I don't know. Can you explain why you call it?
Yes, this is about the proposal that has been going on in the harbor in Biscayne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We would love to hear your opinion about that. But does a member of your household live with you, the one that works on radio or television station or newspaper?
Oh, no, ma'am.
They don't. Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm most likely to vote.
Is that a definitely or very likely?
Very likely.
Very likely. Thank you. Now, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Something like that. The second one. I want to say the second one.
Democrat?
No, the first one.
What's that correct?
The first one. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Now, what is your main racial background? White or Anglo, Hispanic?
Yeah. Oh, black American.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46
yes,
and 55?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Which one?
Between 35.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
Say that again, ma'am.
Would you say things in Miami, in the city of Miami, are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
I mean, I want to say the right direction. I want to say that.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? Affordable housing, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, corruption in city government, property insurance costs, growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, or inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries?
I would say safety and like gas and groceries too.
For this question, you can only choose one. The first that comes to your mind.
Okay, I would say just groceries, you know.
Inflation maybe. And the cost of things like gas and groceries. Thank you. Now, you will be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can just let me know. The first one is Ian Hardeman.
No.
Do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of him?
I wouldn't say favorable. I'm not sure. Favorable doesn't make that.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. The next one is Daniela Levin-Cava.
Say that again.
Daniela Levin-Cava.
I want to say Daniela, the first one. Maybe the first one.
So do you have, well, it's just one person, Daniela Levin-Cava.
Or the second,
Cava,
something like that.
Yes, so do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Daniela Levin-Cava? Somewhat favorable. Then we have Eileen Higgins.
Eileen Higgins. I would say Higgins.
And do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Eileen Higgins?
Okay, like, favorable. That's too favorable.
Yeah. Somewhat? Okay, thank you. The next one is Raquel Bergalato.
I don't know how to say the word today. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Raquel Bergalato?
Okay, let's say I want to go for very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Manolo Reyes.
Okay, let's do the bracket.
And do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Manolo Reyes?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat?
I want to say somewhat. Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Then we have Francis Suarez.
Say them names again, please.
Francis Suarez. Yes.
I want to do Francis.
And do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Francis Suarez?
I want to say very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Carollo. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of him?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Kristen King.
Right? I want to say King.
Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Kristen King?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Damian Pardo. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Damian Carter?
I want to say the Carter. Carter, somewhat. Somewhat. That one somewhat too.
Somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last one is Miguel Gabella. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Miguel Gabella?
Miguel, I want to say very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, if the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
I want to say, let's see, Joe Biden.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
No, I have not voted for Joe Biden yet.
But would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden?
Probably will vote for him, Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, they are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years old or older to possess, purchase, and use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, and defines terms, provides effective date. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
Yes,
in favor?
Yes, ma'am.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, in favor.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Can you repeat the whole information again, please?
The legislation?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion.
Yes.
That was yes in favor?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes in favor.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And there also may be the CEO of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as the Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, shall city amend existing leases governing the mixed use of project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at no cost to city, one, previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, two, inclusion of office space, and three, a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Yes in favor. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes in favor.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. You will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Creating a new public waterfront that pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Do you approve or disapprove?
Repeat that again.
Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Yes.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
The next one is reducing the overall amount of development.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Then we have allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
Repeat that one more time.
Yes, allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
Okay, that's do yes. Some yes, probably.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly. No. That's what says somewhat.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is allowing office space to be included. Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. You will now be given a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the viability of shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of tax revenue to the City of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and a fewer hotel rooms built that voters had previously approved. This project is also privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes.
And is that definitely vote yes, or probably vote yes, or leaning yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
I mean, like, you know, like I like everything about it. Just like just promote it to what to the person that's what's right for the community and for the, you know, the state.
So you like that you that it will allow for you to commute to the airport?
Yes.
Commute to the airport. Thank you very much. And what is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard?
No, ma'am. I like everything.
Anything to note?
No, ma'am.
Nothing? Okay. That's fine, then. Now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports Watson Harper proposal, or would it make no difference? You can indicate that as well.
I feel so. It wouldn't make no difference.
No difference. Okay. Thank you. Now, there is another proposal that could appear on your November ballot. This proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an eco-adventure park. This proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
And is that definitely yes, probably yes, or leaning yes in favor?
Probably yes.
Thank you. And lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island, Watson Harbor and Jungle Island? I oppose both of these proposals on Watson Island. I support the Jungle Island proposal, but not the Watson Harbor proposal. I support the Watson Harbor proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal, or I support both of these proposals on Watson Island.
Someone on island.
And you support both of these proposals on Watson Island?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, and just to make sure we have a representative sample. As regardless on how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
No, not someone else. Just Joe Biden.
Thank you. And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too slow.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Say that again, ma'am.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Because the second one.
The second one, a moderate?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the last grade or formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school? College graduate with an associate's or a two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or a four-year degree, or a postgraduate degree?
Graduate degree and trade school degree.
Which one should I choose? Because we can only choose one.
Oh, graduate.
College graduate with an associate's or a bachelor?
College.
With an associate's or two-year degree or a four-year degree?
Or
some college?
I want to say, no, let's do the trade school.
Trade school, thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation, and have a wonderful night.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.